Today, I learned that I have to cultivate a love for people. I was watching a Mark Zuckerberg interview, and he was talking about his come up before Facebook. And he talked about how he made 10 other things before Facebook. And one of those things was a software where a student of Harvard, would register for a class, and they would see information on the other students who registered for the same class. And Mark Zuckerberg will talk about how he was observing the users' behavior and how they would spend hours just looking at texts about other people and what classes that they liked and what classes that they didn't like and all that. And it taught him that people were more so interested than other people. And it taught him that making a product for, of course, other people-centric would be, would be lucrative, I guess. And he was right, obviously. So just me watching that interview and him talking about him observing other people's behavior, and the way he talked about it was pretty humanistic, really. His approach to making Facebook was something to like serve people, and that's a commonality that I've found in a lot of successful people. I mean, it seems like they love serving people, and that's pretty dope. So when I saw that, and I watched another interview with another pretty well-known person who I won't name drop, but I just keep seeing this pattern where these people who find themselves in pretty significant positions got there because they enjoy just the act of serving another human being. And I think that's actually pretty dope. You want the people at the top to love serving pe other people because th these are the people that are going to keep making other people's quality of lives better. So me realizing that and me trying to put that into practice with my music, I found that when I go about creating a song with the mindset that I'm going to serve another person and I'm going to hopefully give them something on a silver platter that makes them happy. It makes me dig deeper, a lot deeper, and it makes me work a lot harder, and it makes me a lot stronger in pushing through internal and external barriers. And the total result, the end result, is me having a better sounding song. That's something I feel so strongly, because I'm doing this to make somebody else's day better. So I'm doing it with more love. Another thing that I found is when I take this approach, my work is more positive. My music can sometimes used to, well, it still does a bit, can sometimes be negative. It could be about, like people, like relationships and all that shit. And it can get dark. It can get dark, I'm not gonna lie. But when I took this approach of I'm doing this to serve another human being, I of course went the more positive route. My lyrics were a bit more, were a bit more I was writing to make somebody's day better. So I wasn't going to complain about a relationship that I was in the past or something that somebody did to me who I felt wasn't right. The song was about making somebody else's day better. So I was trying to figure out. It basically it wasn't about me at all. I was trying to write some song that would make somebody else happy, and from doing that, I realized that wow, when you don't think about yourself and you think about the other person, for one, the negativity in your mind goes away, and for two, you make something that's like more like wholesome. You make something that's positive, and it's going to last longer than something that's just negative. And another thing that I found with putting this idea into practice of just approaching my work like I'm doing it to serve another human being is that I see my work more differently now. I used to see my songs as just like something that I would do to like vent or like you know what I mean, like just like get off the frustration and sometimes, and sometimes you talk about things that I'm interested in and all the things that one could imagine. But with this approach, I found that my music is a way for me to like make somebody's day better. It's a way for me to make somebody happy, make somebody smile. And that feels good, really. I mean, it feels good that I can do that. I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, with this podcast, I feel like I'm even doing that. So it just feels good that I'm on the path of making this my living, and what I'm doing, it's not really just about money. It's about serving humanity. And I think that's going to, it's going to pull me through, the ups and downs even more so than doing this to get a check. And doing this to be my own boss. Being my own boss, of course, is very important to me, and that's going to get accomplished either way. But the grand scheme of things, looking at my work as it's a way for me to serve humanity, I think that's pretty cool. So that's what I learned on this beautiful Wednesday. All right, thanks. Take care.